This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm workers come in, farms go out. PPIC on adapting water policy to climate, and Musk and Ramaswamy at task with slashing waste. As labor costs go up, farms go down to Mexico. UC Ag economists have found a new data suggesting more of California's food production may be shifting to Mexico. Farms for California's labor-intensive commodities are increasingly relying on H-2A guest workers in response to a deepening worker shortage. Yet the wage rate has continued to rise, that accounting for a larger share of on-farm expenses. This has correlated to a dramatic rise in fruit and nut production in Mexico over the last 20 years. The value of pistachio production there jumped 46-fold and strawberries 13-fold, that according to a new paper from the UC Guyana Foundation of Agriculture Economics. Corn and soybean production, on the other hand, rose just 4 to 5 times greater. While the high cost associated with the H-2A program will pull in workers, they may also push farms out of the United States, concludes the researchers. Take note, the lead author on the study is Alexandra Hill, an assistant professor of cooperative extension at UC Berkeley. Hill gained notoriety in ag policy circles last year for a paper showing California's ag overtime law has cut in half the number of farm workers getting overtime pay. PPIC pitches climate adaptation policies for water. Ahead of its annual water conference on Thursday, the Public Policy Institute of California released a set of policy recommendations to help the state adapt its water systems to climate change. The adaptation pathways approach would prepare the state for a variety of likely future scenarios while continually modifying those investments to accommodate the evolving conditions. Groundwater recharge, unsurprisingly, tops the priority list. Tools like helicopter-based scanners and improved preparation ahead of atmospheric rivers can boost recharge further. State and local agencies will need to incentivize productive alternatives for farmland, such as less thirsty crops and solar generation, that according to the researchers. They also call for setting ecosystems as water management priorities and to take a watershed-wide approach. And before endangered species go extinct, they say we must archive their tissues, genomes, or seeds for potential post-climate change reintroduction, they write. Senate Republicans to pick their leader. Senate Republicans slated to pick their new party leadership today in a closed-door secret ballot session this morning. House Republicans will hold their leadership elections this afternoon. President-elect Donald Trump expected to be on the Hill ahead of his visit to the White House to meet President Joe Biden. The new GOP leader will be crucial to shepherding Trump's agenda, including a sweeping tax bill through Congress likely next year. Rick Scott of Florida, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas have been vying for the lead role. Thune, the current minority whip and member of the Senate Ag Committee, Cornyn, who formerly served as Minority Leader McConnell's top deputy, represent the more institutional wing of the party. Should Scott prevail today, it would mark a MAGA shift in the GOP. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Musk and Ramaswamy named to cut government waste. Billionaire Elon Musk and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new non-government Department of Government Efficiency for Trump. Together, these two wonderful Americans will pave the way for my administration to dismantle government bureaucracy, slash excess regulation, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies, President-elect Donald Trump said in a statement last night. This will send shockwaves through the system and anyone involved in government waste, which is a lot of people, Musk said in a Trump transition statement. To drive this kind of drastic change, the Department of Government Efficiency will provide advice and guidance from outside of government and will partner with the White House and Office of Management and Budget to drive large-scale structural reform and create an entrepreneurial approach to government never seen before, Trump said. Now, keep in mind, this group called DOGE doesn't have a statutory authority, so this entity will essentially be a White House commission. USDA acts to restore milk pricing formula at behest of producers. The Agriculture Department is moving to reverse a change to milk pricing that was made in the 2018 Farm Bill that was subsequently blamed for a drop in prices received by producers. The Agricultural Marketing Service announced a final decision yesterday in a rulemaking procedure requested by the dairy industry. None of the changes would take effect until the agency conducts referendums in each of the 11 milk marketing order regions. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Bayer lowers its earnings forecast. Bayer lowered its earnings target for the year in presenting disappointing third quarter results yesterday. The pharmaceutical and agricultural giant, which is going through a restructuring, reported a net loss of $4.44 billion compared to a loss of $4.85 million in last year's third quarter. The company's crop science division saw sales fall in the third quarter from $4.64 billion to $4.23 billion this year. Bayer said in view of the weaker than anticipated development of the agriculture market, it was revising its earnings before interest, depreciation, taxes, and amortization forecast lower to between $11.05 and $11.36 billion. It had been between $11.36 and $12 billion in its previous forecast. Here's today's final word. CARB followed the science and stayed the course. That Michael Baccadoro, executive director of Dairy Cares. Baccadoro told AgriPulse the industry appreciated the Air Resources Board decision on Friday to extend carbon credits through 2050 for digesters launched before 2030. You can read more about the update to low carbon fuel standard in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Daly.